In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for a particularly special intention. Our readings today remind us of the very nature of God, which is first to forgive, first to show mercy. In fact, many of the saints of the Church have spoken of this being the most excellent quality of the person of God, is that he shows forth his mercy. If you think of Saint Faustina, who herself was visited by Christ on a nearly constant basis from the moment she entered into religious life until she was taken from this world, our Lord said as much. The quality of mine that I wish to be extolled the most is that of my quality of giving mercy. That is what our Lord delights with in most, of showing his mercy. It says within the Scriptures, and particularly within our passage today from the book of Micah, reminds us that he desires to show his compassion and to tread underfoot everything that relates to our guilt. Micah tells us that God himself will cast into the depths of the sea all of our sins, and he will show his faithfulness until the end of the ages, so that it may be praised by all those of old and for all generations still yet to come. Our Lord God is a God who loves to show mercy, particularly in forgiving sin, but also in the mercies that we need to make it through this world to achieve the greatness which God has called us to, whether it's from the greatest things or from the least things within our lives. And so the thing we should take from this is that our Lord God, if he is so great that he can cast away all sins, that he can destroy the very thing within the whole universe that he hates most, which is sin itself, not sinners, which are the object of his immeasurable love, but he hates sin because it's the only thing which is totally contrary to who God is. If he's so readily is willing to tread that under his foot and so quickly running to forgive that which is totally against him, as the image here upon this anvil from which I preach shows right there in the image of the prodigal son, then what about the other things that go on within our lives? The hardships and the difficulties, the things that we think just have to be a part of this life and there's no way of getting through. Things which we struggle with so frequently and say, well, that must just be a flaw in my character that I'm never going to be able to overcome, so why even bother trying anymore? This thing seems like it's too small, so why bother God with in any way? And yet our Lord, if he can crush the great things, then can he not also crush those which seemingly are smaller? For such is his great mercy and his desires. We were visited earlier this day with one of those great mercies, where something which seemed totally impossible was not only made possible, but because of the work of God in his mercy and through the intercession of his holy ones, was not only made possible, but made probable. That young child who we had been praying for the better part of the last few weeks, through a miraculous work of God, we were fearing that must be delivered in a great moment of emergency, that child not only was able to be born naturally, not through cesarean section, but was delivered completely healthy, with all of the mother's bodily integrity as well kept together. That is a great grace. And so it was here in these last moments that through a great grace where it seemed like things were going terribly, that God is at work. And so if we see that within our own lives, then why can't we trust, we see these in these great ways, why can't we trust those smaller things, those greater things, those common daily things to our Lord for his mercy? He desires to show mercy. You and I are not called to be those who are God just associates with because we do good. And when we fail to do that good, that he somehow casts us aside. Our Lord invites us into a deep relationship with him and desires to make us not just friends where he holds at a distance and from time to time graces us with his presence as a visit, but he desires us to be intimately a part of his family and even in a closer way to be intimately living and resting inside you and me. The gospel speaks of this. It says, you want to know who my real mother and my real brother is, my real family is not those who I'm related to by biology speaking, but rather those who do my will, that follow me, that seek my face. Those are my real brothers and my mothers. Those are my real ones who are most intimate to me. That's you. That's you. And you make yourself such by not by living a perfect life, but by continually raising your eyes to the cross, by continually raising your desires to receive his mercies, by continually saying, God, I can't make it anymore. But if you say the word, I will be healed. And when do we say those words? Here in the context of the Mass. So those who have the privilege of assisting at Holy Mass and say those words soulfully, even as weakly as they can, Those are the ones who are the true family of Christ, and therefore are the ones who are able to receive great visits of Him in their individual souls. Our Lord desires to work great works of mercy, yes, to blot out all your sins and to throw them away, cast them so deep within the sea that they can never be found again. That's what He does for us in the confessional. And when we've done so, He wishes to inhabit our souls, not just as one who occasionally visits for a time and then goes away, but one who remains there and resides there unto eternity. And that eternity begins now at Mass, if we've made ourselves worthy of a Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.